Moving right into our next presentation by Jennifer Coulter. Jen is a partner with Townsend Ayala Coulter and Clute, a boutique elder law firm in El Paso, Texas. She has been in the practice of elder law for more than a decade and routinely presents on Medicaid Estate Recovery Program and Medicaid eligibility and applications. Her words, she's a huge nerd who loves to get lost in the handbook provisions, statutory interpretation, and Harry Potter trivia, and I could listen to her teach me about stuff all day long. Please welcome Jennifer Coulter.
You did not bring your water, but there's a bottle here if you need one right
now. Thank you. Okay. Am I good on? Okay, I see. Here we are. Well, I want to talk to you guys about the Medicaid Estate Recovery Program. My topic was what every estate planner and probate attorney needs to know about MERP. And they asked me, how long do you need? And I said, can I have the afternoon? Because that's how long I need. But I want to give you guys kind of, to start with, the view from 30,000 feet for this program. How many of you do MERP claims in your offices? I can't tell if that's, okay. Blindness or 4 o'clock in the afternoon or, okay. All right, so a few of you do, good. And I hope that all of you are at least aware of it as more than a scary boogeyman that you need to be aware of. And you're thinking about it when you're doing your planning. So let's take a moment to think about what it is, what it isn't, and then we're gonna break it down into the estate planners and the probate attorneys. So first, what it is. This is a federally mandated program administered on a state-by-state basis. The federal government told the states in 1993, states, you must establish a Medicaid estate recovery program, and Texas said, crickets. We didn't do anything with it until the federal government threatened to cut off our funding. So in 2005, we established a Medicaid estate recovery program that is minimally compliant with the federal rules. This means it's actually really easy to avoid if you're doing it on the front end, and generally pretty defensible if you're doing it on the back end. Although I will tell you, over time, as we reject Medicaid estate recovery program claims for being bad claims, they learn from that and they are getting better about being creditors. So it's more important on the front end to start pre-planning around it. The Medicaid estate recovery program in Texas specifically is, like I said, pretty avoidable. It is a probate creditor only. It is not a lien. And whenever I hear somebody say the lien in casual terms about it, I cringe. I have no poker face, so I probably cringe externally as well as internally. Sorry if I've done that to you. But it is not a lien. There's no lien against any piece of real property. You will hear people say, if you get Medicaid in the state of Texas, the state is going to take your home away. And that is simply not true. What they can do is make a Class 7 creditor claim against the probate estate. So if you've got your estate planning hat on there, the easy answer is don't have a probate estate, right? And that's a pretty good instinct. But there's a number of ways that people who don't practice elder law routinely look at avoiding probate estates that don't work for us. So I see a lot of people who come into my office and they come in with their Rev Trust done by their family attorney, and the Rev Trust contains the home, and I'm taking it out. If you're giving me a Rev Trust with a home in it, I'm probably going to have to take it out, because a revocable trust, a homestead in a revocable trust, is going to lose its Medicaid exemption in Texas. So we cannot have that happening, and it's a pretty standard go-to estate planning tool that people use. What we can do instead, though, is set up that revocable trust and put a ladybird deed, putting the house into that. I like to do that. You can use a ladybird deed outright to the beneficiaries, to the kids or the spouse or whoever it is you want to go to. But are you going to make those kids co-owners? Are you making the kids business partners with each other for their parents' estates? Probably. Is that always going to go beautifully? No. So I don't want to intentionally get my clients into a lawsuit or my clients' beneficiaries into a lawsuit. And when my clients come to me and say, I would like to do a ladybird deed on my home to my 7 children. Yes, I know you would like to do that, but I'm really going to tell you, please don't do that.